Okay, tonight we're going to look at what does God want me to give to Him, and our scripture is the first 19 verses of Genesis 22, and it's about a guy that most of us are aware of, Abraham. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we'll come back to you." He himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke and said to his father, "Abraham, father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The father and wood are here," Isaac said, "but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told them about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham, here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." Then Abraham returned to his servants. They set off together for Beersheba, and Abraham stayed in Beersheba. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Help us to understand it and help me to explain it, and just go with us in all things, in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is a question we don't want to deal with. We don't want to give things up. Each of us has things that we don't want to give the Lord for fear that He won't give it back. Sometimes they block us from our relationship with the Lord. So God gives us an example using Abraham. Now, this is what we call typology. It's a way for interpreting the Bible and seeing things. Usually, types can be seen later when somebody else, like an apostle or Jesus or somebody, refers back to them to say, "Oh, look, this is an example of something I want you to understand." So God has given us His Son. Now, the players in this little drama are God, which is played by Abraham, Jesus, which is played by Isaac, because he's the son of promise, and Adam, who is played by Ishmael, because he was the son of the world. So how does this all work? Well, God loves us enough to give us His Son to pay the price for our sin. Does Abraham love God enough to give God his son? Now, think about it. Isaac is carrying the wood for the burnt offering. Jesus carried the cross. Isaac was placed on top of the wood. Jesus was placed on the cross. God really did provide the lamb for Abraham. But when it came to himself, when it came to actually saving us, he didn't provide a lamb. He sent his son to die. Abraham passed this little test. Yes, he loved God enough to give up his son, just as God was going to do in the future. What about us? Would we do it? Is there something God needs us to give him? Is there something that we're holding on to so tightly that we don't want to let it go? Do we remember what he gave us? Would we pass this test? I once made the joke that there was this one guy, his son had cerebral palsy, and so he couldn't move very much and so on. They had him in like a little wheelchair, but he wanted to be in a triathlon. So the father said, okay. And he got a little boat and put the son in it, and he swam out and swam back, dragging this boat. Then he pulls the son off, and he put him on a special rig on the front of a bicycle, and he went off and he rode for however long they ride the bicycle. Then he gets off the bicycle, and he gets this little racing thing, racing wheelchair almost, and he runs 26 miles with his son. And as the people came in, of course, you can imagine, he's not a professional triathlete, so he got way, way, way behind. But as the people came in, they turned to the officials and they said, I don't care how long it takes. If you close before that man passes the line, we're going to beat the daylights out of you. And so it stayed open until the middle of the night, and he came across and he finished the triathlon. And I always said to my son, Walter, I don't think I love you that much. But at any rate, you know, this showed how much he cared about this son and so on. And so would we actually be willing to give up something that close to our heart? Remember, Jesus rose so you can be forgiven. He gave his life, and God gave Jesus, even though they're all a part of the Godhead. Question has been asked, which is greater, death or resurrection? And it's a dumb question because they're tied together inextricably. He couldn't rise from the dead unless he died. When he died, then he paid the price for at least one of us. When he was resurrected, he beat death, so he paid the price for all of us. Because he died, the debt is paid. Because he rose, death is defeated. We need to take his salvation and give him everything we have or ever will. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here tonight. We just ask you to bless us. Show us your salvation. Show us our Savior. Go with us and help us to be worthy of these gifts you've given to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.
Did he?